The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Let's go. It's Sunday, March 7th. New attitude, new energy, new week for us here at the Early Edge, powered by Sportsline. I am the coach, and I got to tell you, it's NBA All-Star Sunday, so no official NBA picks, but we'll give you a little something of what we're feeling from the All-Star game today. We got plenty of basketball, plenty of we got a hockey play today as well, coming off a winning day on Saturday. Perfect 2-0 in golf, which means we had a winner in our perfect parlay contest. Congratulations to Tim underscored Chad on Twitter. He gave out his best bet at our YouTube page. He had Utah -3.5 to beat Arizona State. They won by 40. And Rick G was perfect in his golf picks yesterday. And so, Tim, Chad, you get a year-long subscription to Sportsline, and our man, the jeweler, will be reaching out to you on Twitter. If you want to be a part of the Perfect Parlay contest, all you got to do is go to our YouTube page, leave a best bet every single day. If your best bet hits and one of our cappers goes perfect on their picks in the show, you'll be eligible for a free year-long subscription to our amazing Sportsline app. Let's bring in our cappers right now. I got to tell you, boys, it's almost like it's like a reset for us on NBA All-Star Sunday. M Squared, do you feel like something's missing for you today?
A little bit, but it's good to have the NBA back. Chief is back again today. We're all good. I'm fired up. I love the mix of action we have today with college basketball, All-Star Game, NASCAR, all of it. Love it.
Oh, and you definitely have Chief's dog of the day coming up in just a little bit. M Squared, you're back today. What's up, man?
Oh, I'm going by M Squared, huh?
Oh my God! I'm back. Oh my gosh, Maestro!
It's good to be back, Coach. Just giving you a little grief.
I tell you, it's always early in the morning for me. I apologize. Damn, I'm gonna get so many tweets because people love you so much. How do you call him M Squared? My apologies. All right, before we get into our official picks of the show, it is NBA All-Star Sunday, so I wanted to force both of you to give me your opinion on something that you like from NBA All-Star Sunday, and everything's going to be kind of wrapped into one thing tonight. M Squared, what do you like tonight?
I like the skills challenge. I think that's my favorite way to attack the All-Star game and All-Star weekend personally is going to be the skills challenge because of the way that they've set it up. So they have front court players in the skills challenge now. Starting in 2016, a front court player has won it 3 times. And you kind of ask yourself why that is. And I think a lot of people discount the rules of this skills challenge. They pair a guard and a front court player in the matchups to try and ensure that they're going to have that matchup in the final. So that's why we've seen 3 front court players win it since 2016 when they put this format in. But you look at the odds, the front court players all have significantly longer odds than the guards do in this spot, which is interesting because, again, we're guaranteed to have a front court player in the final there. So I'm going to be taking Nikola Vucevic +550 as he's the lowest name value player in this matchup. I like him here at these odds with only a limited number of players to pick from. Give me +550 with Nikola Vucevic.
Mike, I like that play. You know, guards only won it one of the past 5 years. I'm going to look at the game and Team LeBron. You know, LeBron is 3-0 as a captain, 2-1 against the spread. The number down to 3.5. I mean, Giannis, Luka, Curry, Jokic. I mean, the starting lineup is absolutely ridiculous. They have 6 of the top 7 MVP candidates, 4 of the top 7 scorers, and 7 of the top 11 assist guys. Taking nothing away from Team Durant, which is loaded with star power, as we all know. But I do lean towards Team LeBron. And then in the dunk contest, you know, Stanley jumps out of the gym, 44-inch vertical. I think it'll be him or Obi Toppin, but Toppin is 6'9", and Stanley's 6'5", and I just think the dunks look more incredible when you're a little bit shorter. So give me Stanley to win the dunk.
That might be the greatest breakdown of the non-game at NBA All-Star Sunday I've ever heard in my life. So thank you to both of you. All right, it's time for our Sportsline app play of the day. Today, we're going to go to the NHL. Senators plus 170, getting some today against the Flames. It's a 9:30 Eastern late drop of the puck. They split the season series so far, 2-2. Take the Dogs from Ottawa on the road today, and we're going to cash that ticket on our first day of the week. All right, it's time for our boards now. M-Squared, you know the drill. Give it to me.
All right, Coach, we're going to start with Chiefs Dog of the Day as he's here in the ear. We're going to be taking Campbell, +11.5 against Winthrop. I could not believe the line here when I saw it. I know that Winthrop is the better team still, but our simulations only make them -6.4. You're getting 11.5 here. This Campbell team is playing very, very well. They've won 8 straight games, I believe, covering in 6 of the 8, including the last 6 games that they've played. This number is just simply too big. These teams split the series in terms of covering the spread earlier this year. They're 1-1. Winthrop won both games, but they only won the first game by 1 point, second game by 18 points. The spread was 16.5 and 15 in both of those games. So that's potentially why we're seeing this come in at 11.5. But again, I make this game only -6.6 in the last run of the simulations. So give me Campbell +11.5 there. And then it's Sunday, so you know we're headed to NASCAR, looking to stay hot in those matchup plays. Two of them that I love at plus money. Martin Truex Jr., +110 against Kevin Harvick. Kevin Harvick is the pole sitter for this race. However, Martin Truex starting in the top 5. I like the Gibbs cars quite a bit here at Vegas, so I'm going to be taking Martin Truex +110. And then my second play, Tyler Reddick, +130 against Austin Dillon. I think this is the most mispriced line, matchup line of the entire weekend. I think that this line, at best, if you like Austin Dillon favored, it should be maybe -110 or +110 for Tyler Reddick. So you're getting nice value here at +130. I definitely have him finishing higher in my simulations. Tyler Reddick should be -105 to -110, in my opinion, with my model. So give me Tyler Reddick +130.
You know, last week you were 2-0 in NASCAR. So let's make it 4 in a row this week. All right, Maestro, the floor is yours.
Well, Coach, huge week in college hoops, obviously, and it starts early today with Houston and Memphis. You know, Memphis has covered 9 out of 10. This game means everything to them in terms of making the NCAA tournament. Houston, obviously the better team and at home, but Houston kills teams on the offensive glass. And Memphis, that they're not going to let you do that. They're number one in rebounding margin in the conference, number one in defensive rebound, also number one in blocks, assists, steals, and number two in the nation in defensive efficiency. I think Memphis can keep it close. I'm taking 10 with Memphis. And then the Atlantic Sun Championship, a strange situation. Liberty, the heavy favorite over North Alabama, which is ineligible for the tournament. So Liberty has already clinched the bid. So this game, I mean, they do want to win it. It'll be their third straight Atlantic Sun Tournament Championship. But length 13.5, they haven't looked that great the first two games. They won by 10. They won by 13. This game is everything to North Alabama. Even though they lost by 20 twice at Liberty, Liberty shot about 50% from 3 in those games. Can't expect them to shoot that well again today. So I'm taking 13.5. And then finally, Luca Garza, senior day in Iowa, taking on a slumping Wisconsin team that's lost 4 out of 5. And here's the key, you know, Iowa destroyed Nebraska, 102 points. Luca only had to play 24 minutes the other day. He'll be fresh. I think Iowa gets it done at home.
It's amazing when I listen to you two and the amount of knowledge and research you put into these picks every single day. It's to be commended. All right, we are up against it. Jeweler, thank you very much. Our official recap, and you will notice that our NBA All-Star picks are not on this page because whenever you're dealing with any All-Star game, it's just our opinion, and you take it for what it is. That's it. All right, M-Squared, he's on Campbell, Chiefs Dog of the Day, +11.5. And then in NASCAR, let's keep this thing moving. Martin Truex over Kevin Harvick, that's +110. And then Tyler Reddick over Austin Dillon, +130. And M-Squared says this is the most mismatched number line of the entire matchups for the NASCAR race today in Las Vegas. And then the Maestro, he is on Memphis +10. Now remember, this is a noon start, so you got to get it in the next hour or so. Then Iowa -6.5. This is also an early start today as well. And then North Alabama +13.5 against Liberty. And then our sports line play of the day, the Senators +160 over Calgary. That's a late dropping of the puck at 9:30 Eastern time later tonight. Let's get our week started off right. You've got your marching orders. Let's take every single ticket straight to the pay window. For M Squared, for the Maestro, for Chief, thank you for the dog of the day and for the jeweler putting all of this together. I am the coach. Remember, this is the only place for your daily early edge. Good luck.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.